Nick, Bill touched on this a little bit, but can you explain the process of working out a kicker? I mean, is it as simple as you just line them up and kind of watch them go?
Yeah, there's some different things that are involved. I mean, every position, there are certain things that you're going to do with the player. You know, from a kicking standpoint, you know, obviously you're going to watch them kick. It'll be extra points, field goal, left hash, right hash, to move around a little bit. So, you know, and then you're just, you know, you're evaluating different things. I mean, I'm no expert in the kicking area. So, you know, typically special teams coach will get involved. You know, he'll be part of that process because they're a little bit more intimately, more knowledgeable as it relates to the kickers on a, you know, week-to-week basis. I mean, they study those guys as much as anybody. I'm not saying we don't look at them, but, I mean, that's, you know, an area of expertise. And certainly I wouldn't put that in the category for myself. But, you know, so you do some different things with them, and then you go from there, so.
And kind of maybe a little stupider question. I remember when Heinz Field was first, when it first, like, opened, it was a tough place to kick. I remember there was not a lot of long kicks there. Does having to kick there enter into the decision about signing a guy for something that may or may not be, like, a 1 or 2 week deal?
I think, really, in the end, you just do what you feel is best for the club. There's going to be conditions that we face every week, whether it's here, Pittsburgh, whatever stadium that we play in. So, you go with a player that you feel is best for the club based on a number of different factors, your experience with the player, if you've had any coach's experience with the player, how the player has performed, et cetera. So in the end, you know, you try to do what's best for your football team, regardless of the stadium that you're playing in that particular week.
Ideally, would you like to get somebody in sooner, during the week rather than later, to get kind of acclimated with the process?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something in due time that we'll address and take care of. But any time you can, you know, start working with a player quickly, that certainly helps. So, I mean, we'll go about it. We're still working through some things here. And whatever resolution that we come to, then we'll reach that at some point, I'm sure.
How would you describe the crop of available kickers that are out there right now?
I'd say there's varying levels, Mike. You know, some with a little more experience than others, some that have kicked at high levels, some that have been real productive players. So, I mean, at any position, there's always a crop of players. I mean, you know, you look at your emergency list or short list, if you will, and the pool of players that's actually available on the street is far more than you're actually going to have on your working list. So you try to pare that down and narrow it down as much as possible. Otherwise, you're talking about a universe of hundreds and, you know, almost thousands of players. So, I mean, there's always a lot of players available at different positions. So you try to put together that list based on the research, the information that our staff, our pro personnel staff, based, you know, there's a number of factors that go into it. So you get a manageable number, so then you can actually make an informed decision, and you're not just spreading yourself so thin across so many different players, because that becomes counterproductive at some point.
Nick, you look at the Steelers, and they look like a really sort of in-your-face type team. They'll get after you. The young players on the Patriots, how do you feel they will be ready to respond to this on Sunday night?
Really, Mike, I think every week is a challenge. We're going to face good teams this week regardless of who we play. So whoever the opponent is that week, they're going to be a good team. They're going to be competitive. It's going to be a competitive game. There's no question about it. I mean, Pittsburgh, historically, they've been a tough physical team, and that's their history, and that's kind of – and that goes back, you know, to the 70s and in the 80s. So, I mean, Pittsburgh Steelers are who they are. They've been a successful team. They've had a successful program. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. So it's a challenge for us this week, and our players are going to have to respond to the challenge this week just like they do any other week. So,
Nick, I'm wondering if you could talk about the decision of releasing Wheatley, which I could be wrong with math. I think gives you guys four corners, which doesn't seem like a ton. What went into that decision, and are you comfortable with how the roster is set right now?
Yeah, and you know, there's always tough decisions that we have to make with the roster. So we made that decision because we needed to create a roster spot for Logan to activate him for the game. So, you know, that was the decision that we made, and, you know, we move forward from there.
Final question?
Nick, no draft questions, Mike?
No, what did you say, practice squad?
No draft questions?
Draft? In what respect?
Pouncey or whoever else the team that we're playing took in the draft.
No, so. I was actually thinking along those lines. I'm too predictable. I have to change up my approach. Yeah, how about it on Pouncey? That was the guy I actually thought that that would, if he was there, would have been a nice fit for the Patriots. You guys obviously did well, but what do you think of Pouncey?
Yeah, you guys always think there's a lot of players that we would take wherever we pick, but. You know, Pouncey's—he was a good player coming out of Florida. He's tough. He's physical. He started, you know, since he showed up there in Pittsburgh, and you know, he's played well. You know, there's things. Obviously, he's a rookie. He's playing a hard position. There's a lot of moving parts, but you know, he's tough. He's physical. He's athletic. You know, he's played well for them to this point. And just going back to the draft, he was probably just, you know, he's an interior player, but. He was probably one of the better just offensive linemen that was in the draft last year, whether that was a tackle, a center, or a guard. So, you know, he's played well, and, you know, I think it that was the case at Florida as well. So he's done a nice job for them to this point. So, you know, we'll certainly have our hands full with him on the inside, whoever is across from him.
Thanks a lot, Nick. All right, guys. Thank you, Nick.
Yep, take care. Got it. Bye-bye.